Renee Mitchell just finished up an appointment with her eye specialist at Emory, and the 63-year-old from Stone Mountain learned she needs another eye surgery, her third. But that's not even the scariest part. Cost is.
Further copays, more out-of-pocket expenses, you know.
See, in the past, Mitchell put off procedures like this. Now, even with her silver-level Obamacare policy, she doesn't have enough money.
Not for having availability on my credit card. We'd probably be in the poorhouse.
Mitchell owes upwards of $20,000. Each month, interest accrues. And if she elects to get that third eye surgery, she'll face a $4,000 deductible.
It's a very big burden.
Consumers are still struggling with unaffordable out-of-pocket costs.
Lydia Mitz is a senior policy analyst with Families USA. The nonprofit's new study shows many who buy their own insurance find it hard to pay their medical bills.
One in four adults who were fully insured for the whole year still reported that they went without some needed medical care because they couldn't afford it.
So many skip follow-up care and don't refill prescriptions. But Mitz says it doesn't have to be that way. For example, Pennsylvania, Texas, Florida, and Arizona have done away with deductibles on some plans. Other states, not including Georgia, require only a small copay for basic services. But even Mitchell's monthly premium is getting more expensive. This year, it jumped $100 a month. Even so, as she faces that third eye surgery, she wants to make it clear she is not looking for a handout.
I feel like people seem to think that we just want something for nothing. I worked a lot of years. I took an early retirement to take care of my family. You know, it's not my fault, so to speak, that I'm here.
Mitchell stresses she's grateful to have health insurance. She just wants it to be affordable enough that she can use it. Jim Burris, WABE News.